Greetings and welcome to our series that has been going on for almost 3 years now, The Daily Bread. Amen. We welcome you here. We welcome you here this Wednesday or whenever you may be listening. Amen. We are already in the month of April. Today is April 3rd, 2024. And you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, you sound like a broken record. But I would be remiss if I don't say it again. But time is going by so fast. We are already in a new month, April. Amen. I don't know if time is going by fast for you listening. Or I know some folks that I do know. They mention how sometimes it seems like the days are so long, but for me, it seems like the days go by so fast, and it just feels like we were just celebrating the birth of Jesus. Amen. We were in the holiday season in December, and here we are already in the new month of April, and we just celebrated Resurrection Week. Amen. And we pray you had a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Amen. If you're on Instagram, we pray you give us a follow. Amen. Our Instagram is fhkfc.insta. And you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, why are you plugging your Instagram? Well, on the Instagram during this week, or should I say last week, I saw a picture that said, a lot can happen in a week. And basically that was just referencing from Good Friday all the way to Resurrection Sunday, what took place. And if you don't know, amen. So we are, or should I say, I am trying to stay in line with this past Sunday's Resurrection Sunday with this small devotional that I have for you. But before we get into that, also, if you don't know, we are on YouTube, and if you'd like to watch some of our videos, give them a like, give them that thumbs up, leave a comment, even subscribe to our channel, and hit the notification button. That way, every time we drop a new video, which is usually by Sunday evening, you'll get that notification. And if you go on to YouTube, you're just going to get in the search bar and type FHK Church Video. Amen? FHK Church Video. And you should find our little channel. We got the little icon of the world as our little icon on there. And you can tune in to each service that we have every Sunday morning, amen, at the Baca Center. And if you are in the Austin area, we invite you to come out, amen, every Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock, amen, we meet. So if you are in the area, you are invited to come, bring a friend, come join our worship service, amen. And before we dive into this Wednesday's small devotional that I have for you, I do want to take some time and say thank you to each and every one of you that continues to listen in. Amen. I am astonished at every time I upload the Daily Bread every Wednesday. It gives us a counter and lets us know how many people have tuned in to listen. And the numbers are always large. And we don't want to miss an opportunity to say thank you to each and every one of you that takes time out of their week, whenever it may be, to listen to the Daily Bread. So we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And as always, the supporters of First is Kingdom Family Church, amen. All of you who continue to support this ministry, we say thank you so much. All of those who are faithful on your monthly giving, every month we say thank you so much. As Pastor Jesse says, we couldn't do what we do without you. Amen. And a lot of folks look at our church from the outside and think, oh, they're so small. Amen. Sometimes even in person, they might look and say, there's only a handful of people there. Amen. But they always, or I should say, I refer back to that old saying that you should never judge a book by its cover. Amen. And you might be thinking, well, what does that have to do with First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries? Well, on the outside, from the natural, we might look like we're only a handful of folks, you know, relatives, mostly that are all congregating on a Sunday morning. But God is using First is Kingdom Family Church to touch the world. And through your faithful finances every month, we send those finances out to missionaries that we support around the world. So we are a small church making a big impact on these end days with the missionaries that we support around the world. Amen. We supported building of a Bible school in a third world country. Amen. We also funded a radio station in a third world country where they preach and minister the gospel through the airwaves 24/7. Amen. So don't think that the money that, or should I say the small amount of money that you send to First is Kingdom Family Church isn't really doing anything, but it is. It's impacting the world, especially in these end times that we are living. Amen. We are so close to Jesus' return. Amen. And we want to be part of the largest harvest this world has ever seen. Amen. That we want to be used by God to bring in those lost souls, especially in this end times and in this world that is so lost right now. Amen. So we say thank you so much. We say thank you for your offerings. We say thank you for your time. And most of all, we say thank you for staying connected with us here at First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. So try and keep this short, not take up too much of your time, but staying in line with this past Sunday's Resurrection Sunday. Amen. We pray you had a blessed Sunday. Amen. And if you have your Bibles or you're taking notes, the scripture I'm going to give you is found in Psalms chapter 71, verse 23. And I'll read it to you in two different versions. The first one is the NLT, and the second one will be the ESV. Amen? But the first one says, I will shout for joy and pray and sing your praises, for you have ransomed me. Amen. This small devotional that I have for you has been titled Ransomed. Amen. So Psalms chapter 71, verse 23, it says, I will shout for joy and sing your praises, for you have ransomed me. Amen. Ransomed. So it says, a boy wheeled a little boat out of a scrap of wood. Amen. A little boy whittled a little boat out of a scrap of wood. Proud of himself for his accomplishment, he decided to test it out in a stream that wandered through his family's property. He ran alongside the boat on the bank, watching it bob through the water. But soon the current picked up and away his boat went, faster than he could follow. What do you think happened to that little boy's boat? He had no idea, but he was hopeful that one day he would find it. On this fine morning, on this fine day, remember to thank God for finding you. Amen. I'm going to repeat that. On this fine day, remember to take time today and thank God for finding you. Shout for joy and sing his praises. Amen. Shout for joy and sing his praises. Amen. Now, repeat this with me wherever you may be. Amen. Say, O Lord, you created me, but I was lost in sin until you found me. Say, thank you for loving me just as you found me. And finally, say, thanks for never giving up on me. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for never giving up on me. Amen. Now, again, the scripture we are using for this small devotional is found in Psalms chapter 71, verses 23. If you want to write that down and look it up in your Bible, amen. It says, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed. Amen. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed. Amen. That was Psalms chapter 71, verse 23. Amen. Now let's get back to the story of the little boat, the little boy in his boat, shall we? It says, weeks passed. The boy and his dad took a trip to town. While they were there, they spied the boy's little boat in the window of a store, which had a price tag on it. Amen? With joy, he ran into the shop, expecting to retrieve his lost boat. But he was told he would have to pay for it. In the end, the boy earned enough money to buy back what was already his. Amen? You might be thinking, what's going on? Well, looks like somebody found it, took it to this shop, and the shop says, well, we'll sell it. And then all of a sudden, the little boy says, hey, that's mine. Well, if you want it, you got to buy it back. So the little boy earned enough money to buy it back, even though it was his. You might be a little confused right now or thinking, Andrew, what's going on? What does this have to do with the daily bread today? Well, I will answer that for you right now. Isn't that what Christ did for us? Amen? Take a moment. Isn't that what Christ did for you, did for me, did for the world? He made us, lost us, and then bought us back. I'm going to repeat that. He made us, lost us, and then bought us back, paying for us with his life. Did you catch that? Paying for you and I with his life. The psalmist couldn't contain his joy as he contemplated that wonder. Amen? The psalmist couldn't contain his joy as he contemplated that wonder. God has ransomed us. Amen? God has ransomed you. God ransomed me. God ransomed this world that we live in. Amen? Now finally, repeat this with me. Say, God, thank you for buying me back. Amen? Let's say that one more time. Say, God, thank you for buying me back. Say, I was lost, but you found me and rescued me. And finally, say, bless your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this daily bread small devotional entitled Ransomed. Amen. Ransomed. Amen. Christ made us, he lost us, then he bought us back with his life. Amen. Again, we were celebrating Resurrection Sunday this past Sunday, and we were celebrating that all week, amen, from Good Friday all the way up to Resurrection Sunday, amen. It was all part of God's plan to bring us back once again in right standing with us, amen, amen. That he chose his only begotten Son to what? To come to earth, be a man, die on the cross, that we might be what? Set free, that we might be saved, that our sins might be wiped clean, that we may have the healing power, amen, to live healthy lives, amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this small devotional entitled Ransomed, amen. Now, I leave you with one question. When was the last time you shouted for joy? Amen. Shouted for joy to the Lord. When was the last time you did that? Amen. If you might be thinking to yourself, I can't remember. Well, I encourage you sometime today, just find a quiet spot where you are. Amen. And just say, I shout to the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the things that you have done in my life, you continue to do in my life. I thank you for saving me. Amen. Washing me clean of my sins. Amen. That we are in right standing with our Heavenly Father. Amen. That's joyous. Amen. So take some time this evening, this week, to just meditate on that. Amen. And I encourage you, if you aren't praying the Psalms 91 every morning when you start your day, or God Safeguard Our Household that we have, amen, I encourage you to do that. Start this month, amen, this brand new month of April, amen. Make time a little bit extra in the morning before you head out, amen, to spend some time with the Lord and thank Him for the day that He has blessed us with, amen. And of course, Psalms 91, amen, God's protection throughout your day, amen. And as always, I like to leave you with these words that when you pray and confess the word over your life, every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. I always stress this or mention this, that God wants to be a part of every area of your life. Amen. So if you are having some struggles the beginning of this month, amen, I encourage you to let the Lord in, amen. Let the Lord in those small areas or big areas that you are shutting off to Him, amen. And watch what He does. Watch what He does this month if you slowly start opening those doors of your life that you have shut to Him, amen. Watch what He does, amen. Watch the miracle things that He does, that He shows you how much He loves you, how much He wants to be a part of your life every day, even in the smallest details. Amen. Even in the smallest details. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of your week. Amen. Again, give us a follow on Instagram. Give us a follow on our YouTube. Amen. Have a blessed rest of the week. Amen. Looks like a beautiful week to come here in Texas. Spring is in the air. Amen. We pray you have a blessed rest of the week. Amen. We pray the angels of the Lord watch over you and cover you. We know the blood of Jesus covers you and watches over you. Psalms 91. Amen. The protection of the Lord is upon you and your household and your family. Amen. So have a blessed rest of the week. Amen. We'll see you right back here this next Wednesday. And we encourage you, join us this Sunday evening for our Sunday morning service on YouTube as well. Amen. And we look forward to seeing you Monday on our Instagram as well. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of your week. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday.